White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And when we started the show today, we talked about character over chaos. And I tried to break down some of those ideas, how to stay in character, stay in your idealisms of who you are as a person instead of getting into the mayhem of chaos and confusion. And I think a lot of people like when people are confused and chaotic because it's easy to tell that you're emotionally driven. And it's ways. Once a person finds out you're emotionally driven and you can't control your emotions, they can string you around. They can actually puppeteer you around, too. You know, you can't control your emotions. But what I want to talk about is somebody came up to me and was like, Tory, a lot of the youth like listening to your show. And they said, well, why don't you try to help, since they're listening, why don't you try to help actually, you know, talk about things like conflict resolution and how to maneuver in that way. And I was like, you know what? Salute. And this was a teacher that told me this, you know, a teacher that told me that, hey, you know, the kids talk about you. They watch, their parents watch you on social media. A lot of these families in Milwaukee have grown with me through my movement. And now their children are familiar with me because I probably helped their family. And now they're tapped in. And sometimes when we talk about influence, sometimes we got to take time out to talk to the youth and talk to those that may be in a situation where they may feel like they're being bullied, or maybe they feel like they have to go with the status quo of crashing out, or, you know, they're being influenced in that direction. But it's a new day. It's a new day. And there are people out here willing to stand on the front lines and teach, and not only teach, but show empathy for our youth, for the children, and making sure that we give them the information that they need. I remember I had a mentor that took me into this class. And I remember I used to feel like depressed as a kid. Like sometimes the situations of growing up in poverty was overwhelming to me. It was very overwhelming to go through, like, you know, not having things, you know, shoes, clothing that you think that you want. And I was kind of depressed and I was kind of just kind of all over the place. And it took somebody, a mentor, to come along and say, come here, let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to react. Let me show you how to control your emotions. It took somebody that I didn't know, a stranger, to kind of educate me on how I was feeling and how to direct how I feel. And the word that he taught me, because he picked up on something. This is what he picked up on. He said, because I was talking and he was like, Tory, you got low self-esteem. And I didn't even know what low self-esteem, high self-esteem. I never heard of that word. And so he told me what it was. He had broke it down. High self-esteem, you're thinking highly about yourself. You're working to create a positive, you know, character for yourself. High self-esteem. Low self-esteem, you're depressed, angry, confused. You think less of yourself. You know, you're not thinking highly of who you are. You have low self-esteem, and you're operating on a low frequency. So when he started breaking down what it was, I was able to relate to what was happening to me emotionally. Because I had anger issues, you know. Where was my dad? Why my dad ain't around? You know, I was at grandma's house, so I had questions. Do my mom even love me? Do she even love me? You know, these are things as a kid that I had to have somebody teach me how to mitigate in my mind coming up. So when you don't have somebody telling you how you feel and giving you the right way to deal with it, then you got a bunch of kids out here that's just reacting and just going with what they're feeding them. And many of the artists today are crash out dummies. A matter of fact, many of the young artists are going to jail. They say NBA Youngboy, he just got out of jail. Like, these are artists that these kids are listening to, and they're promoting this poo-shiesty, crash out nature, or, you know, the ratchet turn up era, you know, of ratchetness. So these kids are thinking that, okay, this is how I gotta deal with it, because they're listening to these artists who are influencing them. And a lot of people say, well, music don't influence people. Well, music don't really influence people that understand what's happening. You're right. You're kind of right, but you're kind of not right. Because if nobody's teaching these children, then they'll get the influence from somewhere else. And most of the time, it's through entertainment or, you know, movies or drama series. Everybody don't have, or you can't assume everybody has somebody around that's giving them proper instructions, first of all. That's the biggest mistake that people make, that they assume that people had a decent upbringing or they got a decent adult around to teach them what they're feeling and navigate and how to navigate. You know, so like I said, when we see these young people taking on these certain personalities and the adults are screaming out for help, hey, look, you know, some of these kids are falling to the wayside through some of the extra culture of drill, ratchetness, drama, chaotic culture. They're falling in those cracks. Like the young man with the mother that called in. But she came into the studio before I got on the air last week, and she told me about her son, and we put that on the airwaves. And then all of a sudden, guess what happened? Once she was in a space where she could make her needs to the community known, a lot of organizations started reaching out. A lot of people who say that they can handle these type of situations started getting involved. A lot of times we don't know where the resource is at. A lot of times we don't know where the real people are and how, you know, we can get to them, because we're asking certain people like the police. Are we going to the alder person? Are we going to these people and they're doing less and they're not giving us the right information, or they don't want to give us the right information? Because it's right there. How was y'all just on a press conference last week and then I come to you and ask you, you know, I have a problem, even if you can't handle it, how come you don't give me the number of the person that can if you tied into the city? I never understood that. I never understood it. But all I'm saying is we got to start teaching these young people how to deal with conflict resolution, because they're not teaching that no more. I remember when we was coming up, we had people around, adults, that would give you good tips and advice on how to avoid chaotic situations. We would have a minister or somebody that was that we can talk to, or that would come and say, hey, this is how you do that. And they had no relation. There was no kin to you. Now it's me and my four and no more. They ain't got nothing to do with me. The parents over there should have raised them kids right. Yes, that's true. The parents, if you have kids and you're dealing with these kids, you should be able to teach them the right way to go. But that ain't even the case. That ain't even never always the case. So we have to, as a village, start rolling up our sleeves and getting to work more than now than ever before. More now than ever before, because there's a gap now where some of these kids have came up in households without instruction, without proper instructions or discipline. And now they just out here, they don't care. Nobody care about them. They don't care. They feel like they nobody cared about them. They ready to burn down the village. Okay. But that's our community. If that's happening in any community, we got to, as an adult or as people that are making decisions, we got to have cutting edge ideas to handle it, to get on top of it, or to reduce it. It'll never completely end. It'll never completely end, but you can reduce. You can reduce. And if there's any young person listening to the show today, my advice to you is to make sure that when you hear good information, wise counsel, learn to apply it. Learn to apply it. Learn to say, okay, let me add this to my life. If you can do that, the help that comes will be smooth, a smoother transition. You got to be able to take that anger and release that anger to listen to the knowledge that you're being told and be able to implement that knowledge. Knowledge without implementation means nothing. I know a lot of grown-ups, they got a lot of knowledge, but they don't know how to implement that knowledge, so it's meaningless. So you just want to, so they get excited about telling everybody the knowledge, but they can't go and actually execute that knowledge, which is trash. Because if you understood how to deal with things, then you should implement it and make it a real live example. Instead of it being in your brain, why don't you go out here and take a block or a community and show how much you know by going to implement? For example, 50 Cent had he was telling people, this is what 50 Cent said, and it stuck in my brain. 50 Cent said, there's a lot of teachers that teach business, business management, business ideas, but they don't know how to run a business. They got the knowledge of teaching, but if they got out here to try to start a business, they don't know how. They wouldn't. Hey, some of them people that's teaching business don't know how to even start or run a successful business. But they up in the schools teaching you business. See what I'm saying? A lot of folks love to talk, and but the best thing you can do to show sometimes is how to implement ideas. Because then they have the live example. And you know who's showing the live example? How to get things done? The ratchet folks. The drug dealer. The pimp. All these ideas, they got a whole lifestyle that come with it. Got names for everybody. Cars. Clothes. Flashing money, and these kids, you telling them, hey, get on the right track. This ain't the right way to go. No, you got to get out there and implement a lifestyle so they can see that lifestyle on the right way to go, so they know that this is, I don't have to go these ways to get money. I can go the right way. So you got to be an example of that right way. It's stiff competition. It's stiff competition for the ears and eyes of these young folks. You can talk to them, but when they walk outside, it's a whole different ball game. I was telling somebody, when I was coming up, you could get a good word from the preacher, The pimp and the drug dealer all walking down one block. By the time I made it to the corner store, I done ran into the minister. And hey, how you doing, Troy? That's what they call me. The people on the block call me Troy. They say, how you doing, Troy? How you feeling? I'm feeling good. You know, everything all good. And then I'll keep walking. They think, no, I see crackhead Sam. Hey, Troy, how you doing? You know the Lord is good? We so blessed. It's blessing. And it's a crackhead. Everybody know him. Everybody had few people in the neighborhood that was addicted to drugs that they knew. Everybody knew him. You know what I mean? Then you go a little bit further down and you about to hit the corner and you might see the pimp. And he out there, you know, everything lovely. And he got a scripture. He got a scripture for you. You know, Ezekiel. So, you know what I mean? They know the scripture. And then you shake his hand. You get to the gas station. Then on your way back, you see somebody pull up with the rims. The music loud. The doughboy. What's up, Troy? How you doing, man? You good? Yeah, I'm good. All right. That's it. That's the block. That's how I was. I had to come up in that. I was getting a good word from everybody. You in competition with the streets. So you don't want to lose your baby to the streets. You don't want to lose your child to the streets. So you got to be the example. So when they do see the drug dealer, when they do see the pimp, when they do see these different characters, they can always reflect back on the right way and they know what it looked like and they can see it. So they can see the difference. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. We gotta compete. We gotta compete for their future. I say it's 80-20. 80% of the community is respectable. They want to get houses, they want to get jobs. You know, they want to do things better for the community. And then you got that 20% over there that's doing whatever. And then this is what they project over the 80. That's what the 20% is what they project over the 100%. And it's time for the 80% to take the streets back. All right, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brothers on the ones and twos. Now, this is a story about a young teen. They saying that this 14-year-old Milwaukee teen has been charged with dozens of felonies from the summer of 2024. They saying that the alleged crime spree dates from June 13th to July 27th of 2024. They say he due back in court today. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday, May 12th. They're saying that the teen went on a crime spree and is charged 30 times. Charged 30 times, DJ Brother Z. Well, we got to talk about it. We got video, if you're watching, as we broadcast live on social media. Let's listen.
His age, prosecutors say a 14-year-old Milwaukee teenager went on a summer crime spree. Christina Van Zelst has the details on the crimes he's accused of, including a fatal hit and run. She's in the newsroom. Hi, Christina.
Yeah, hey, Mary. At least 10 minutes of the intake hearing was the court commissioner simply listing off all of the charges the teen faces. Zykevius Joshua Alexander was in court last week for dozens of crimes prosecutors say happened in a six-week span.
14-year-old Zykevius Joshua Alexander is charged with 29 felonies and a misdemeanor.
These kind of charges certainly would warrant bail well into the 100,000s.
In July 2024, prosecutors charged Joshua Alexander with reckless homicide for a fatal crash. Prosecutors say he and another suspect robbed two people at gunpoint when police caught the two actively breaking into a car. Joshua Alexander and the other suspect drove off, and during that chase, hit and killed 31-year-old Mark Jones, who was driving a motorcycle. A few days later, Joshua Alexander was arrested.
This astonishing case involves a 14-year-old boy who is already being held on $200,000 cash bond.
Joshua Alexander is accused of armed robbery on multiple occasions, two dates in June and four different dates in July. Some of those dates, prosecutors say he robbed multiple people, stealing cars and driving away from police. On July 19th, prosecutors charged the teen in a shooting near McGovern Park. No one died, but a child was shot. On July 24th, investigators say Joshua Alexander robbed at least five people and attempted to rob another, then stole a car on July 26th.
Joshua Alexander's bond for the fatal crash was set at $200,000. Last week, his bond was set at $50,000 for the new charges. Reporting live in the newsroom, Christina Van.
Once again, we got a 14-year-old. This kid is only 14 years old. And 30 accounts went on a spree. And you see in a lot of this behavior with the young people where, you know, they kind of, you know, taking on this mentality of what you call this crash out. I don't care. You know, I'm going to do whatever. And if I live, I live. If I die, I die. And the young man that I was pursuing over the weekend, and I had the WBAs this weekend. You know, I had to try to track down this young man that the mother came in on the show that had the same mentality as this 14-year-old. Zykevius Joshua Alexander. And I just try to talk to him, like, what is the issue? Why do you feel threatened? Why do you feel that you have to do this? I just want to know. I just want to listen. I just want to hear. I wasn't there. I don't know how these young people took that turn from kindergarten to 12, 13, and 14, and they trying to crash out. So I don't know. I wasn't there in their household. I wasn't a part of their experience. But I do know I was once one of those kids that was going down that direction. I was one of those kids that at a young age, I was just, you know, didn't care. And it's hard for a lot of people to believe that because I got my own show. I'm able to win the best awards in the state. I'm able to resolve issues. Why do you think I'm not afraid to deal with the hood? I came from that. I was once that. But it took somebody to help me. It took somebody to come along and say, this is how you feel, and educate me on the anger and help me get my emotions in a space where I got them under control so I can move forward. That's why I don't mind dealing with the kids. Throwing their whole life away because they feel unwanted. They feel a certain type of way about whatever they feel about, and we got to get to that feeling and educate them on why they feel that way and not disregard how they feel. Educate them on that feeling and how to redirect the energy in the right direction. Because right now, I'm finna use this energy to destroy. So if you never get to the root of why they feel that way, you're never going to make the connection. You're never going to connect. I do it all the time. That's all I needed, was somebody to connect with what I'm feeling and help me understand. But you also, as a youth, you got to be smart enough to know when somebody's trying to give you jewels and gems, and you got to be smart enough to know you have to apply it. It's a two-way street. You can't make nobody do nothing that they don't want to do. But if you need help and you want help, I'm here for that. I'm here for that. We're not here to save nobody. We're here to help. I tell folks all the time, I ain't here to save nobody. You got to talk to God about that. Some people try to make you believe that they're here to save folks. You got to be careful about that. Some folks can't even save theyself. But what we can do is help. Be good at being helpful and understanding strategic strategies when it comes to our youth and how to get them in a space from that dark space that they get in when they don't care and they want to crash out. All of the hurt or whatever they feeling, that source of that energy, you got to crack that source of the energy that was created that pushed them into the space that you got to them and they don't want to hear nothing. Okay? I'm telling y'all something today. I'm telling y'all old folks something today. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Came out the bottom, I kind of whole lot of young gunna worth millions of dollars. I asked out the charm, I lived the model, she made a few as I would follow. Yeah. Yo, wanna on tour, a BP the child, live in a cool, I'm a title. Handle no my worries, I'm up at it earlier, try to figure out a problem. But 30-30, I hit it like Curry, they hit me, I don't even
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I got to talk about this story. This is where my family used to, when we grew up, they would grew up around this area. My grandmother stayed in one of the facilities off of 8th and Galena, 9th and Galena, in that building over there. And I saw this story and I had to bring it in front of Truth Nation right here in the city of Milwaukee. A Milwaukee man accused of beating a 70-year-old to death after home invasion. Prosecutors charged a man accused of beating a 70-year-old to death during a home invasion in a Milwaukee retirement community. My grandma, before she passed on, she stayed in that building off of 9th and Galena, right in Hillside. So I definitely want to talk about this story because I don't know this person. But I guess there's a manhunt. They're looking for Isaiah Terrell Taylor. We got video. If y'all watching live, I advise y'all to tune in. Or if y'all know who Isaiah Terrell Taylor is, if he's still out there, I don't know. When I came into the show, I didn't know if he was arrested or if they caught up with him. But if y'all know who Isaiah Terrell Taylor is, there's a manhunt out for him. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Prosecutors say beat a 70-year-old to death. Prosecutors are charging 34-year-old Isaiah Taylor with felony murder and burglary with battery to a person. This is an old booking photo of him from 2023. Milwaukee police say Taylor beat a 70-year-old to death during a home invasion 1 week ago today. It happened April 25th near 8th and Galena. That's in the city's Hillside neighborhood. According to a criminal complaint, police identify Taylor as the suspect using surveillance video, a tip call, and phone records. Family members identified the victim to 12 News as Jerry Rhodes, and they shared this photo with us. Wow. According to the complaint, Rhodes' nephew told police that a man with a gun and a woman broke into the house and told him and his uncle, quote, "Don't move, don't even think about it," end quote. The nephew told investigators the man then struck Rhodes in the face and started stomping on him when he fell to the ground. The criminal complaint says Taylor then took Rhodes' TV from the living room. We talked with neighbors shortly after.
This is ridiculous that this is happening in a gated community like this, where all seniors live here, you know, and it's bad anytime we can't be secure in our own homes, you know, it's terrible.
My grandma lives.
Police issued an arrest warrant for Taylor. This is his photo again. If you see him or know where he is, you should contact authorities right away.
My grandma lived in this facility in her latter years. And now to hear this happening, somebody was like, "Hey, Tory, can you talk about this?" I said, "You know what? Not only am I going to talk about it, I wish I, you know, somebody that with some information would contact me." And this is an older, this is an older person, 34 years old. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is just my opinion. This just sounds like a crackhead move. You know what I mean? You up in these old facilities and you trying to snatch a TV? You messing with a TV? You took this man's life over and something about a TV? Hey, you got to be careful. Like I said, I've been trying to tell y'all this whole show, because that's a gated community. That community got Damn. Gates around it, so you got to let, he had to know him to let him in. Or maybe when somebody was leaving out, you know, they could have got in. I guess they begged him to stop, but Taylor struck the victim and stomped on him. Talk about you gonna learn. This is what the criminal complaint said. And then Taylor and the woman stole the television in the living room. And the witnesses for you did all of this and stole the TV? Wow. Police used surveillance, cell tower data, and anonymous tip and DNA to link Taylor to the crime, and a warrant for his arrest is out here. There's a manhunt for him. Y'all know, whoever know who this person is, get him off the streets. Get him off the streets. If y'all know who this Taylor is, it sound real. I mean, this is a dope fiend move. A TV and a cell phone? Hey. Okay. Well, if anybody got any information on this, please. It's up to us. I'll tell you this. I'm big on us coming together and making things safe. And when you have situations like this, the best thing we could do is get these people off the street. If you out here harming innocent life, the best thing that we can do is get these people off the street. That's where I draw the line. I don't care what you do. I don't care what your political beliefs are. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what you're doing in your private time. But when you make it a public thing and you come out and you mess with the community and you harm innocent life, that's where we're going to have a problem. That's where we're going to have a real problem. And we all got to feel this way. We got to stop allowing negativity to exist around us. If they're not trying to do something positive for themselves, If they not out here trying to do the right thing and improve our each other's lives, you gotta take a stance on that. We cannot allow people to harm innocent life. That's y'all talk about no snitching. Y'all using the no snitching, but these folks that you ain't trying to tell on harming innocent folks. But yet you want a better community. But yet you want to live safe. But yet you ain't going to tell on somebody that's harming innocent life. You causing yourself to live in a dangerous environment. I remember when I first came home and I started looking for little girls and folks were talking about they ain't going to tell. This a baby. You ain't going to tell on what's going on with the baby? You sick in the head. You sick. You sick. You talking about no snitching and you, what kind of code you trying to uphold when it's to your detriment? When old people is being harmed, when our elders is being harmed, when the youth is being harmed, what kind of character? Once again, you choosing chaos. You up here choosing chaos. And y'all better be careful around folks that just choosing chaos, because one day somebody, they choosing chaos and it ain't you, and you think you safe. To one day, it's you. You got to be very careful about people that's running around here acting wild, choosing chaos, causing mayhem. One day, eventually, they're going to bring it to you. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but they're going to eventually bring it to you because that's their lifestyle. That's the way they live in their life. And you got to recognize that, get ahead of it, and cut ties. Somebody know where this man at. Turn him in. Get them off the street. Stop harboring folks that don't mind harming innocent people. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. This summer, we ain't scared. They, you know, it's about to be bad this summer. You know they say in the summertime it get bad. No, this summer it ain't going to get bad. It's going to get better. Stop letting the fear run the neighborhood. Run the fear out the neighborhood. We gonna be outside too. We gonna stop supporting the chaos. Harm innocent life around me. I told my son, I'm gonna support you if you out here doing the right thing. I'm going to support you. But if you ever get out here and harm innocent life, I'm going to be the one to come get you and throw you up under the jail. I'm going to throw you up under the jail. I'm going to grab you by your collar and I'm going to grab you up and I'm going to take you and pick you in the sky and I'm going to throw you up into the jail cell. Because we don't practice that. We don't practice harming innocent folks.
You're not going to jail. You're going to prison.
Exactly. And y'all got to take them stances. And you got to tell them ahead of time. Tell them ahead of time. Tell them ahead of years ahead of time. Stop waiting till the last minute, then. I don't want nothing to do with that. But you was giving them energy the whole time. And then all of a sudden when they run to you, now you want to tell them. No, tell them before they get in trouble. Tell them when everybody's sitting around the house and we having a good time. Tell them, hey, if you ever get out here and disrespect this family, don't come to me because I'm the wrong person to come to because I'm gonna take you to the jail cell and watch how everybody fall in line. Watch how everybody say, you know what? I'm not going to choose to act crazy because I'm not going to get no support. The problem is they getting the support for acting out, choosing chaos. They getting the support. Y'all laughing and hanging out and then they y'all bragging on it and y'all promoting it and they getting worse and worse. But if they knew that you weren't going to stand for it, trust me. If it wasn't supported, trust me, it'll change. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. Because I do it. I'm not telling y'all nothing that I don't do. I'm telling y'all, you got to take these hard stances and it'll get better. And everybody will start working. Maybe go get a trade. Maybe, you know, maybe they might hit a rough patch with peer pressure, but y'all can get through it. Because they you done told them you're not going to mess with them in they junk because you don't teach that. All right. I don't know. We trying to help because it's just getting hot. And I'm going to hit the block. I got to hit the block. I got to do everything I'm telling y'all is what I'm doing. Everything I'm telling y'all is how I interact with my people. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, you already know I love talking about my friends over at Cousin Subs, and I've been waiting for this one. It's party time at Cousin Subs for a limited time only. Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs, whether it's for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration. Cousins 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds about 5 to 8, and requires a 24-hour notice before ordering. Order in-store, online, or their app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, look, we got a little bit of time left before we have to go to the top of the hour, but I'll let you know right now, we about that life. We outside, and we ain't afraid to deal with our own community. Just know that. I ain't never been scared. And a lot of people text me, hey, Tory, you know, you got to know it's a lot of crazy people out there. Trust me, in the hood, on the block, everybody crazy. I always tell people, like, you know, if you on the block, everybody got, you know, it's, you know, some people just choose to do the right thing. Some people choose to do the wrong thing. But at the end of the day, it just what comes with it just comes with the block. And we gonna be outside, and just like the people that's causing chaos, good character gonna be outside too. Don't let the chaos trump the good character. This is my neighborhood. I remember the old block watch captain. They used to be out looking, making sure that the neighborhood was okay. They had to manage me, the block watch signs in the window, trying to keep the community safe. Now it's our turn to keep the neighborhood safe. And if you don't do nothing else, make sure that you don't back nobody that's out here harming innocent life. Y'all know it's innocent life. Man, why you do that? Do you know them people didn't do nothing? Y'all know that the folks that harm innocent life. Y'all know, y'all say it to him. Man, you're going to get in trouble for doing that. Make sure that you the trouble that they're going to get into for doing that. If you can feel what I'm saying. Public safety is your first priority. Because that's where you and your family stay. You got family members and friends that live over here. You got people in the neighborhood, in the community, and you got to do your part. If everybody do a little, ain't nobody got to do a lot. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. I'm going to open up the lines. We talking conflict resolution. I want to hear some tips from Truth Nation on how to avoid the chaos. 833-212-1017. Hey, it's early now. We only in May. And if we get the word out before it get hot, we may have a shot. Don't take that literally now. Don't. Okay. We just talking about progress. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.